is going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It is here, and that means it's time for Way Too Early Wednesday. And make no mistake, it's way too early.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But you know what? I wasn't up with the baby.
I wasn't either.
We kind of
were. Every time he wakes up, though, he's because he sleeps in a room. So every time
you wake up.
Does those things. I wake up.
It's like, you have to.
Yep.
Otherwise, freak out. Okay. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's way too early Wednesday.
It is. What do you want to hear?
Right now. Way too early Wednesday. I'm really, really tired.
Why are you tired?
Because I don't know. It's a full moon. I watched.
Wait. Back up.
I was just making excuses.
You're tired because it's a full moon?
I was just making excuses.
You guys have like a huge house. You sleep on the third floor where the moon just is parallel with your bedroom window. So it's so bright in your room.
I'm living in a five-story house.
Sorry.
Five-story house.
Right, of course.
Closer to the moon.
Of course.
We have to sleep on the fifth floor.
Mm.
Elevator up.
Right.
Yeah.
The pull of gravity, the brightness of the full moon.
It's awful.
Just keeps you up.
We actually,
all night.
Our roof is actually just glass. So.
Wow.
You can't.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, please save us, Matthew from Albuquerque. Static!
Hi, it's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, no, it's not.
Can you play The Resistance by Amberland? Thanks.
That was not Matthew. He stays on for way longer than that.
That was an imposter.
That was
Matthew
wrong.
Would want to keep talking for some time, trust me.
We know the difference, person. Can't fool us.
So you couldn't sleep last night?
Well, I don't know. I was just really tired. I did watch Teen Wolf last night, so.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like it I needed to.
Fitting because of the full moon?
Yeah.
Are we talking the old Michael J. Fox movie?
Yeah.
Okay,
the
good.
The old Michael J. Fox, yeah.
Because, you know, MTV made a TV show.
Quite unfortunately.
It's terrible.
I knew that they did that, but I've never seen it.
Awful.
I think I stayed away from it.
Awful.
Why would you expect them to make anything good?
I don't know. I mean, come on, Jersey Shore.
I know, right? Got your hopes up.
Static.
This is the real Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Hey, what was that all about, Steve-O?
I don't know.
Steve-O didn't put them up to it, I promise.
Hey, apparently some imposter down there in town is trying to do that, and
down
apparently that's
town.
Not really cool. That's not cool at all, dude.
No.
No,
that just means you're famous now because people are trying to imitate you. So you better start watching fake Twitter accounts, like fake Matthew from Albuquerque Twitter accounts.
Yeah, you better get that little blue check mark.
Yeah, you're going to have one that says the real Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah, actually, I do have a Twitter page. It's at Matt from ABQ. That's how I have it.
That's amazing.
And that's copyrighted. Yeah. I have it locked. There's a lock on it that they have to verify it.
You better go to
you
every extent.
You are amazing.
Hey, you know what? Actually, when you sign up for an account, you cannot put, after so many characters, and it verifies if that thing's in use.
Yeah.
And then if it's in use, they won't let you use it.
Oh, good.
So, everyone else out there, I know you're listening, so don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Matthew from Albuquerque, Christmas time is less than a month away. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, man, I've been wanting this for a real long time. I've been trying to get myself a cell phone since I'm going to be going into high school soon.
Ah, yes.
Because, if I need to stay up for school and, retake a test, I'll have to call somebody to come and get me.
That makes so much sense.
It does make sense, and yet my family has a contract via Verizon.
We don't know.
Brian's Wireless, that's one of the best phone companies here.
Hold on.
Are you allowed to say that?
Did you just like campaign for Verizon? You know we're non-commercial. You can't do that.
You can't say that stuff on the radio.
We're non-commercial.
Hey, that's a joke, Steve-O.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
Right.
I'm sure
that's
the
hilarious.
FCC understands.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to you guys? You guys are all tired today.
It's Wednesday, so
tired.
It's way too early Wednesday, so today's the day where we get to be tired, and then we play a lot of great music, and that wakes everybody up.
Oh, I love Way Too Early Wednesday.
I know, me too. What do you want to hear?
Oh, this morning, if you guys could please play fall glass fall for my first period teacher, Mr. Zakarin?
Mr. Zakarin.
Of
good old,
course.
Zakarin.
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 Sounds like
he's
history.
He's actually my social studies teacher over at LBK Middle School.
Nice,
he's practically
dude.
Right. Right?
Practically?
So, yep. Social studies history?
Yep, the history teacher.
Okay. Cool.
I was right.
Thank you, guys.
All
I'll
right.
catch you guys tomorrow on Thursday. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. The real Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
The real. Matt from ABQ.
I mean, I understand why people would want to imitate him. He's amazing.
Yeah, he really is.
That dude makes me laugh.
He copyrighted.
At Matt from ABQ. Go follow him on
it's
Twitter.
It's amazing.
I'm going to go follow him on Twitter right now.
I think I will, too.
That's pretty incredible.
And we have a lot of requests to get to.
We do?
Yes.
All right. We'll start with Matthews. It is way too early Wednesday. Tell us what you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Project 86. Fall Goliath Fall. Welcome to Way Too Early Wednesday.
Look who I found on Twitter.
At Matt from ABQ.
That's right. Follow.
He's our friend. We are taking your requests right now for Way Too Early Wednesday. What do you want to hear? Hit us up. You can do so by
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or you can call us 505-338-3700.
Hey, that's good. I like that.
Whatever your heart desires.
Phone call. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Hey, Niles.
What's up?
Why does it feel like it's been 7 years?
It has.
Dude, I know, right? I finally got up because I have a dentist appointment today.
That's why it's been so long?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
We only talk to Niles when he has a dentist appointment. Ner.
So once every 6 months, we get to talk to Niles.
Yeah, once every 6 months. It's going to be a little treat now.
Perfect.
Could you guys play My Children, My Bride, Terra Firma?
Terra Firma. I'll look into that one. Does that one scare people?
Probably.
I think it scares
Sounds like it would scare me.
People silly.
I'll scare them silly. Terra Firma. We don't have Terra Firma.
You don't have Terra Firma?
Let's see if we even have My Children, My Bride in here.
What?
We do. We have one song.
What song do you have?
Circle the Sky.
Circle the Sky.
You hardcore guys are so picky.
I know.
We have to be.
Man.
Okay. What do you have by...
Look. We have way more over here, actually. We have Hope of the King of the Hopeless, Headshot on Wings of Integrity. We have a lot more My Children, My Bride than I thought.
All right.
Do you not like any of those? You are the pickiest hardcore guy I know.
If you can't hear that song, he's going to pick another one. Another one from a different band.
What other ones did you have?
Man!
We have... what else do we have?
Go buy an iPod!
I do have an iPod.
King of the Hopeless, Headshot, On Wings of Integrity.
I'm just kidding. We love you as a listener.
These all sound like Whitney Houston songs.
Stop it right now. On Wings of Integrity?
Yeah.
Let me lift you up. On Wings of Integrity.
Whitney Houston.
Okay, what do you guys have by Impending Doom?
Oh my gosh, you're really doing this.
No.
Yes, I'm doing this.
No.
Okay, do you have anything by Confide?
Who?
Confide.
How do you spell it? Since it's hardcore, is it like K-O-N?
No, it's spelled
F-Y-D.
Like Confide.
Okay.
No, we don't.
No, we don't have any Confide. We have Combro Chill.
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy, rest in peace.
Gwen, aww.
She dies in the comments.
You can't sing that!
Oh, no! We have like 30 songs from Gwen Stacy.
Okay, just pick one.
Okay, cool. Can do.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Niles.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hardcore dudes are picky.
Hey, you ruined the next Spider-Man movie for me. Awesome.
How do you know she's going to eat it in the next Spider-Man movie? You don't know that.
Well, I'm just going to assume so, since they've already cast Mary Jane.
That doesn't mean anything. It's not like she dies, so then he goes and hooks up with MJ. He's not a jerk like that. Spider-Man, he's got feelings.
You know.
In fact, this Sunday, I'm actually doing a message at my church on Spider-Man.
There you go.
We're doing a superhero series, and I get to guest speak at my church this week, and the superhero, of course, for me,
yeah.
Spider-Man.
Go ruin all of the movies for them, too.
Oh, man. You know what? It's not like that. But in the comic book, she totally she totally gets
like... It's like you're cursing. Stop it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Static.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you play a song called Curse of Might by Kingston Falls?
Kingston Falls. Can
yeah.
totally do that.
Sweet.
I Possibly. Believe so.
All right.
Kingston happen. Falls.
King, yeah.
Kingston Falls.
Sean Kingston. Got it.
Now we're going to have to look it up because we don't even have
Kingston
that in our system.
Kingston Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sweet.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Thanks, man. We are on it for
yes.
the Adventure of the Wednesday today. Niles wanted to hear some Gwen Stacy, so let's play some O Sleeper.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I don't want to hear Gwen Stacy. Woo! It's O Sleeper. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Way too early Wednesday.
Good morning. It's 6:27.
Get to Twitter, please.
Happy Wednesday.
At Matt from ABQ, our dear friend Matthew from Albuquerque got a Twitter page.
And he uses it.
I am going back and I'm actually reading some of his tweets.
And is he funny or...
He's hilarious.
Just serious or
yeah.
I don't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah.
People want to know what to expect when they follow someone on Twitter.
Dude, like, he's... Yeah.
Am I going to be getting some...
He's at Soak City. It's so fun.
Well, how many days ago?
I don't know. Best wishes and prayers from the Gutierrez family in Albuquerque, New Mexico at Cake Boss Mama.
Cake Boss.
Yeah.
That's that show, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Relaxing in a pool, huh?
There you go.
He chillaxes. In a timeshare meeting. This is boring. Dude, I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Hey, I just got tweeted.
You just got tweeted?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
We are so boring.
It is way too early Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
I love how we can go from O Sleeper, the finisher, to some Christmas songs, because that's what people request.
Yes.
And whatever wakes you up, wakes you up. We got some music from the wedding on the way, also requested Under Oath. But first, how about some Sixpence taking you back a few years to their wild Christmas song?
Okay, that Christmas can happen.
Time. It's Christmas time. Come on.
Christmas time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Except
oh, is that really?
Lee Nash is going to be
oh.
so much better at doing what you just did. So, we're gonna, okay, sweet.
Christmas time.
The wedding, the lesser worth. Static Radio, good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy, happy Wednesday. It's way too early Wednesday. We're playing whatever you want to hear unless you're Niles, and then we play what we want to hear. Cause
exactly.
I like to sleep her better than
Gwen Stacy. That was definitely better.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what Gwen Stacy sounds like.
I don't either, actually. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Give us a call. Let us know what you want to hear. Static.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Hey, Niles.
Hey.
Don't be mad, bro.
Still got that dentist appointment?
I'm mad.
Don't be mad, bro.
My dentist appointment isn't until 8 o'clock.
Don't grind your teeth. Don't grind your teeth.
Be careful right now.
You have a dentist appointment.
I'll grind my teeth right now.
Be careful.
I think
so you wanted to hear
threat.
Something from Mary Jane?
Mary Jane, no.
What's the band name?
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
No.
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
Keep on calling
you. What was the band?
We're getting threatened.
It was Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy, how could I forget that Spider-Man's first love?
No.
Good old Peter Parker and his
Why
first
don't
love.
I want to hear Gwen Stacy.
Because it reminds me of how she totally dies at the hands of
oh,
Norman Osborn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, I only recently found out how she died.
Totally gets thrown off a building.
Her neck. Stop it.
Thrown off a building.
Oh my gosh.
Thrown off a building.
Spider-Man accidentally kills her.
He does not kill her.
You guys.
Totally Norman Osborn.
You guys.
Who becomes a
no,
Green Goblin?
In the comic books, 1979 or whatever.
She falls off a building.
You guys are the worst.
And then when trying to save her, he accidentally breaks her neck.
Right. Well, but she was flung off a building by Norman Osborn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but you're right,
he
yes.
He still did the act of breaking
her neck. He does not!
Neck.
She was already falling to her death, okay? He tried to save her.
That is true. I mean, you can't be mad at him for that. But
right?
Maybe you could just shot a web at her and grabbed her or something, but...
No, it didn't work.
I don't know. We'll never know now.
Yeah. Hey, this is a fun dialogue. So...
It is.
That's actually a song by Gwen Stacy.
Cool.
A dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Or a dictionary.
I see what you guys did there.
A dictionary is a song. Or Braveheart, which was a really good movie. So we can mix movies.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't think that's necessary.
Let's do Braveheart by Gwen Stacy. Because, you know, Braveheart.
One
only if you yell freedom.
Yell freedom, dude. It's 6:30 in the morning. I'm ready to get in trouble.
And you want to hear Gwen Stacy scream at me like a cookie monster.
Scream at you like a cookie monster.
Yes, that's what the hardcore, oh, no, no, no. That's what they sound like. And it's cookie monster, like having a really bad day.
So you want me to growl Braveheart at you?
No, I want you to scream freedom like the end of Braveheart.
Where
William Wallace
freedom.
Dies. Man, full of spoilers. Have you seen Braveheart?
The worst call.
I saw it one time on TV.
So he doesn't know the freedom part.
If you don't remember it, then dude, you got to yell freedom. You got to yell freedom as loud as you can, and I'll play this song for you.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to step outside real quick.
What are you doing?
He's stepping outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wake up your neighbors.
You don't want to wake up your family. You want to wake up your entire neighborhood.
Yes.
This is even better. Okay.
You want to wake up, screaming my entire neighborhood.
Okay, beautiful.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Freedom!
Perfect.
I heard an echo.
I did too. All right,
yeah,
Braveheart.
Yeah, my neighborhood echoes a lot.
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy it is.
Way too early right. Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. Steve on Mitch. That's where you go in the morning.
No, that's us.
I know.
88.3 is where you go.
So that we can go, you know, play Gwen Stacy.
Let's just do it.
Niles is a good guy. We must play it for him now.
I kind of like the idea of making people do things.
Yeah,
to play
for way too early Wednesday. Because we get so many requests and there's only so much time
in
the hour.
And they just expect us to play their song.
Right?
How dare they?
I know.
I mean, we kind of say we would.
I apologize to everybody else who lives in the 1 mile radius of Niles who probably just woke up to Braveheart. So,
yeah.
And everybody else gets to wake up to Gwen Stacy's Braveheart right now.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Desperate Measures.
Desperate Housewives.
Ah. Is that what that's really called?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's 6:47.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time.
Well, for way too early
Wednesday. For way too early Wednesday.
Yeah, we got about 12 minutes left. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got some requested Echoing Green. We've got some requested Amberlynn. Pool Boy from Cruise has called. Wanted to hear some Dustin Kensrew. We got some White Collar Sideshow, some Philip Phillips, and we'll probably make it through like three of those.
Yes.
Sweet.
Sounds good to
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah. What?
Let's do the robot.
Robot dance!
Looking at the webcam.
Yeah, that's true.
Good morning, 7 o'clock.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Happy Wednesday. Done with way too early Wednesday, though.
We are.
We're done.
Yep, so now we can get back to regular programming and talk about how we're not as Christian as we should be.
Oh, yeah.
An online quiz found that 1 in 4 Christians are not very Christian.
And I feel like that's not a good statistic, this song.
Hey.
This song.
Texas-based Christian organizations online quiz survey. I can't make fun of that song.
That was really difficult.
It's called the Christianity Quiz. It was created by a nonprofit, Changing the Face of Christianity. That's the website.
Mm-hmm.
They include 10 multiple choice questions that assess how anonymous participants live their faith. I gotta get my iPad.
Okay, hold on. Let me see this. I found this story yesterday, and where is it from? I think I found it on ChristianPost.com. But yeah, apparently 1 in 4 Christians are not very Christian. But that's interesting because the answers were pretty obvious. I took the quiz myself.
I could have aced that.
Yeah, so
I could have been a perfect Christian.
And it was really difficult, talking about being a Christian. It was really difficult for me to tell the truth because I was like, I know what's going to get me
the best grade.
And so I took the quiz. I'll post it on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to take it.
But I got my results right here.
Okay. I got good Christian, and I think you got the same answer.
We got the same thing. My Christian face index. good Christian. It ranges from far from Christ, worldly Christian, good Christian, to spiritually mature. And to be honest, dude, I don't put much weight behind this quiz, much stock in it, because
did you see, like, look,
it's
at
so easy.
Look at the bottom of the answer. It starts witnessing to me.
Yeah, same here. 71.6% of respondents were either good Christians or spiritually mature. By contrast, 24.8% of respondents were identified as worldly Christians. 3.6% were identified as far from Christ. They defined a worldly Christian as someone who lives much like their non-Christian peers and deals with challenges with little regard to what the Bible teaches. If you care to take the survey, you're going to post it?
Yeah, I'll post it. You're going to have to, it goes to the story we're actually reading right now, and you have to click on the quiz link.
Okay.
Or I'll just post the quiz.
You know, they say it's not a judgment thing. They're not here to judge.
No judging.
They just want to help people. For those that don't score well, they hope it convicts them with a desire to study the Bible and pursue a more loving relationship with God and others. Yeah, they ask questions like how often they read the Bible, what they do in certain real-life circumstances, like someone cutting them off on the highway. Now, here's the thing. The quiz was pretty basic, but it was also like, if somebody cuts you off, do you A,
give them the middle finger?
Give them the middle finger. B, hold your tongue, but think awful thoughts.
It was really hard for me to tell
the
truth.
C, pray for the safety of them. You know, yeah, recite Psalm 23. You know what I mean? It was like, come on, man. It was obvious, like, okay, this is the quote-unquote Christian answer. And on that one, to be completely honest, I put hold my tongue, but
think awful thoughts.
Yes!
That's what I put.
Because that's the truth.
It's so difficult.
The truth is when somebody cuts me off, I look to make sure everybody's okay, and then I grit my teeth, and I'm like, oh, Lord. Just bring a cop. I pray. I do pray. But it's usually like, please, Lord, bring a cop right now to, like, pull that idiot over.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. No, I think the same stuff.
So I had to be honest. But they don't have that, you know, like.
The scoring is interesting, though, because you have there are four categories.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both got in the middle. And I'm like, oh, crap, Revelation 3. We're lukewarm. What are we doing?
It's funny.
I immediately looked into it.
Yeah. Given my answers, this is what I scored. You currently live as a good Christian who outwardly represents Jesus Christ well. However, you seem to struggle being a Christian internally. You have a decent relationship with Christ, but occasionally slip up when worldly temptations, pressures, or conflicts arise. Make a commitment to learn more about biblical truth and God's sovereignty. Allow God to work on your internal life. You're in a good position to help others. You struggle more with the outward expression of their faith. Learn to live and love others in a way that helps reverse the negative Christian stereotypes that we discuss at this website. And so it's all about trying to reverse the stereotype of what is a Christian, what isn't a Christian.
Yeah.
And yet to me, the quiz was quite stereotypical
right.
with the responses.
I know.
All the answers, it was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a quote-unquote spiritually mature Christian, I could have answered that way. But I almost feel like by being honest, that was more Christ-like to actually tell the truth than to put on this mask and pretend like, oh, dude, if somebody cuts me off, I obviously recite Psalm 23 and thank God that everyone's okay and pray for the safety of the driver in front of me.
Well, yeah, no.
I'll tell you what normally ticks me off the most in traffic, when I see a Jesus fish fly by at 95 miles an hour and then cut everybody else off. Then I get the most frustrated.
See, that's not what...
Sweet!
That's not even what makes
me
mad.
Way to represent!
What makes me mad is seeing the person with, like, peace, coexist, and they're the people that are flying past me. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're going against everything you stand for right now. Yeah.
I love how everybody's cars are, like, walking billboards now.
They really are.
You can tell, like, where...
We should get
they
paid
voted
for that.
For. Yeah.
We should totally get paid
for
that.
How they feel about baby seals.
Polar bears.
It's amazing. If you want to take this quiz, you can. We posted the link at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's interesting. I don't put a whole lot of stock behind it.
Yeah, no, neither did I, but I thought it was interesting that this quiz even existed.
Yeah, but it's fun to talk about. So make sure you, if you go, take it, give us a call, 505-338-3700. We want to know how you scored on the test. It's a Texas-based Christian organization.
Or even how you think you'd score.
Yeah.
Like, because I was, I guess I can't say I was surprised that that's the result that I got, but yeah. I was kind of like, okay, well, I guess I can't be the best Christian.
Yeah, Brad White, the founder of Changing the Face of Christianity, told the Christian Post that he was unsurprised by the results. As I said, 25% or 1 of 4 respondents came out not very Christian in their daily lives. And he said, quote, churches should be about helping followers to become spiritually mature disciples of Jesus Christ. But I would also say that the responsibility isn't just with churches, pastors, and church leaders. The responsibility lies with individual Christians within the fellowship of a supportive church community. How many people accept Christ as their Savior but have absolutely no initiative and no plan on how to truly become a living disciple of Jesus Christ in their daily life? So
I feel like that's what the quiz is for, to kind of like open people's eyes, like, hey, you say that this is so, but it's not showing throughout your daily life.
And there's plenty of people who I mean, as this
exactly.
quiz, you know,
do exactly
quote unquote found out, 25% of people were worldly Christians, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I like that the first question you have to answer is whether or not you're a Christian.
Right.
I am a Christian.
Are you a Christian? Yeah. That's why I'm taking your Christianity quiz, bro.
Yeah.
Come on. So, are you going through this again, or what?
I guess I can.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, let's do this.
So, I am a Christian.
Okay.
Next.
All right, here we go.
How often do you read your Bible and or have quiet time with the Lord?
Okay, now here's the deal. Already, it's super generalized.
Yeah.
What do you consider quiet time with the Lord? How much time is quiet time with the Lord?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I overcritical of this? Am I overanalyzing this?
Well, how often
do I read my Bible?
How often do you set a time aside where you spend time with the Lord without any other distractions?
See, and that's difficult because I read my Bible every day, but sometimes it'll be on the air, sometimes it'll be in my office, sometimes it'll be at home. Sometimes I honestly don't have that, like, oh, it's 4:15 a.m. time for my quiet time.
Gosh, I really envy those women who can do that.
Those women.
In my life. It's mostly women in my life that get up at the crack of dawn. Not even the crack of dawn. It's before that. I'm like, it's still dark outside and you're awake. Are you kidding me? And they're like posting Instagrams, just enjoying my coffee and Bible. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, so once daily.
Yeah?
So
collectively?
Okay, so would that answer be once daily or at least several times a week or throughout the day, only missing occasionally?
I don't know.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, really? Throughout the day?
No, I don't
once
know.
Once daily. What? Go once daily.
Once daily.
All right, let's see how
next question. When you talk to people with different opinions, do you listen and seek to understand them but work to convince them you are right? Or do you interrupt them frequently to tell them what you think or think less of them if they don't agree with you? Or act like you are listening while really thinking about what you will say when they finish talking? Or listen and seek to understand them because you love them. Convincing them is not as important as understanding them. And honestly, I do the last.
I do. I picked the last one.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we talked about this yesterday on the show, that
you
it is not our job.
Yeah.
This is the Holy Spirit's job, is to convict the
and
world of sin and righteousness and...
Right. Yeah. That used to be something that was really difficult for me, just listening.
You got to seal the deal. You got to make them say the prayer. You got to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not my job.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
Okay. When times are tough and things aren't going your way in your life, which of the following looks like you? I stress and worry a lot. Or I am mostly worry-free because I know God will take care of me. Or I stress and worry all the time, which is kind of the same thing. Or I worry a little, but I hope that God will take care of me.
What did you put?
I put, I stress and worry a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I'm like the exact opposite.
You worry a little?
To a point where it sometimes frustrates people. Am I worried, really?
Yeah.
Like when it comes to real things? I usually put
No, you stress, but not a lot. See, there's not a...
See?
You're mostly worry-free. This is you.
Yeah.
But I don't see, we should have
that's
other
what
people
I put.
Take. Oh, you put this one?
Yeah.
I am mostly worry-free because I know God will take care of me.
Yeah, man.
So are
when
we doing
I lost
your
my
answers?
Job, I don't know. We can see what we're completely different. But this Christianity quiz, the point of this is it really accurate?
Right.
Because some of the responses, some of the questions, you know.
What we need are open-ended answers where we can type in our own and someone gets back
and then
to
somebody
us.
Somebody gets back to us and says, bro, you need prayer. Let's hang out.
How have you been transformed by your acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Savior? I see the world through God's eyes and seek to do his will in all things.
Well, that's obviously the right answer.
Exactly. I don't feel, think, or act differently than most of the non-Christians I know. I occasionally think about God, but mostly just do what I want. Or I often consider what God wants in my life and try, but struggle consistently to put those things into action.
Boom, that's what I put.
That's what I put too.
Because it's the truth. I mean,
I'm not perfect.
To be completely honest, if people say that, oh, dude, obviously I know God has a plan for my life, and so I'm just going to carry out his will, the end, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be amazing, but unfortunately.
But again, this quiz is kind of, I don't know. Check it out for yourself, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in on it, take it, call us. The Christianity Quiz.
You can find it at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
My favorite part about this quiz is you don't have to worry if you are not the closest to Christ Christian, because it's just a stupid quiz.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
However, maybe it'll challenge you to draw nearer to him.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
All right, check it out, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's construction on Carlisle and Candelaria. A water main breaks southbound Eubank south of Indian School. An accident on southbound Unser at Westside. You use golf course as an alternative route. Another accident eastbound 40 west of the river in the left lane. And another accident on the on-ramp of Avenida Cesar Chavez into northbound I-25.
That's your look at traffic.
And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And wow, what a rad morning.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
A lot of stuff happening.
I'm actually going back through my Instagram right now. So I can look up something.
Okay, so should I be just talking about nothing?
Nah, I'm just going to hang out right here and do this.
What? Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock. What else do we have happening today? There's a lot of stuff happening. So I was just wondering.
So my son is a huge fan.
But to the point of where it's cute, not like weird. It's cute.
Well, he's 6 years old, so it's, everything he does is cute. What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Well, I don't.
What are you trying to say?
That some people can have obsessions and it's weird, but this is cute.
He's 6, so it's cute.
Okay.
He's very cute.
He is. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. Are you doing all right today?
We went to the we went to the Disneyland.
To the Disneyland.
We went to Disneyland, and years and years and years ago, before he was born, actually, I bought this Stitch doll from Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
and I kept it. And since he was a baby, he's had the Stitch doll, right? Mm-hmm. Loves Stitch. Stitch is his favorite. We went to Disneyland last summer, and we ran into Stitch, and he, like, just, it was, you know, you're at Disneyland, you're like, okay, hold our hand. There's a lot of people here. It's
Seriously.
Crazy. Don't let go no matter what. Doing good, doing good. And all of a sudden, he saw Stitch and let go and beelined it to Stitch, and like, boom, wrapped his arms around him, hugged the little Stitch, and he's like, I love you, Stitch, I love you so much. And I had to, like, jaws of life pry him off Stitch, like, okay, buddy, let other people want to take pictures with Stitch, we gotta go now.
Oh.
He got pictures, and it's the biggest grin I've ever seen on my son. Oh, man, love Stitch. So, about a month or so ago, it was a few weeks, we went to the Disney store,
mm-hmm.
and they had this Stitch with, like, Christmas, you know, he's got, like, a scarf,
mm-hmm.
and all the stuff. And my boys have jobs. They don't have chores, because chores, it's like, oh,
you
here's your allowance,
yeah.
and you get it every week no matter what you do, because mm-hmm. they're so cute and lazy and chubby. My kids have jobs, and if they do their jobs, they get paid, and if they don't do their jobs, they don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been saving his job money, because he wants this Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what I'm saving for. That's it. I want this Stitch. So we went to the Disney store because he finally, after a month or so, saved up enough money. And so we took him. Like, okay, this is the day. He had his little jar of cash. And we go to the Disney store. And we're like, oh, no. Where's Stitch?
Oh.
Yeah, so we went and asked somebody, because they had everybody else, of course, like Mickey and all the less popular, apparently.
Of course.
Christmas toys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, I don't know. We had some. Let me check the back. I'm like,
Please,
as a parent, you just start praying, please, Lord, please, please.
I don't want to deal
with this. Let them have an abundance of stitches in the back. Please.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, don't do this to me.
Of everything.
So, of course, they come back and they're like, we're so sorry. We're out of Stitch. And I'm like, on 3, 2, 1.
Because he had been saving up for this. Dude, this was his thing.
And weeks and weeks. And it's Stitch. And you don't mess with my son's love of Stitch. And he had no Stitch. Well, this morning we were just walking over to Sopo to get our drink, and the wonderful person who helped me at the Disney store, who saw that there was no Stitch, literally just walked up to us in the parking lot right here
and handed you Stitch.
And how amazing is that?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I listened to you guys, and
here you go.
This situation happened, and I felt really bad, and here you go. We got Stitch.
Oh, it's so nice. He's gonna be so happy.
I cannot wait for him to see this thing.
Yeah.
He's going to lose his mind.
He is. He is. Oh, gosh. And I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. Luke with this.
I had to tell the backstory because I thought it was one of the coolest stories in the universe.
Yeah, it's necessary. And I remember that day. He was very upset.
I'll tell you what.
Poor kid.
He was devastated. And it's really cool. Man, it's just really cool that there are human beings on this planet like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, that's amazing.
Where it was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I remembered you from the Disney store and your son, and it bummed me out, and I wanted to do something kind for your son.
Yeah.
And that just, like, wow.
It just
made my day.
Yeah, it's great that there are people like that out there, and I mean, it's kind of that season right now, but people like that are like that all the time.
But as we were talking about yesterday, it doesn't matter what season it is, because people will find a reason to quarrel and argue, and it's just wonderful that there's still some semblance of awesomeness in people.
So thank you, awesome person.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
I was so happy. Like, the happiness I felt for Luke in that moment, overwhelming. I was like, oh, he's going to be so happy.
And it's in the coolest Wreck-It Ralph bag ever that I'm keeping.
And you saw that movie, right?
Of course.
And you cried your eyes out?
Hey, bro. Hey. I'm a grown man. I don't cry.
You cried your eyes out.
I'm a grown man. I never cry.
That moment when he was lifted and he could see her and...
and he could see Penelope in the other arcade machine. It was so good. Here's the deal, bro. That movie...
HDB. Yeah, no.
That movie...
was hilarious.
Yeah, and yet it reminded me of Monsters, Inc. in the sense that the relationship with Sully and Boo, you know, like that cute little, like, oh, man.
Are we allowed to say that people should see that movie?
You can check out the full review, actually, at gameandmovieguide.com, where I'm pretty sure Yo talks about it being one of the most endearing films ever.
I walked into an arcade just a few days ago, and I thought of it completely different. I'm like, all these games.
All these little miniature digital humans.
She was programmed with the worst backstory.
Amazing stuff. So anyways, big thanks for that. That was pretty rad.
It's a good morning.
I loved it.
Yes.
So I had to tell that good story.
We're
talking about 19 things right now on Facebook.
So good luck. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's right. Let us know
Tell us something.
Your thoughts
on something.
On Wednesdays. Whatever. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Requested Belle Epique, or Belle Epic.
Belle
song
Epique.
Called Keeping the Innocent. You know Moreno used to be in that band?
Yes, I did.
I love that.
Our
dear friend Aaron Moreno, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Love that guy.
You immediately have it. You know, there's so many things on the station that we say wrong but don't realize it.
Like what?
Okay, well, Belle Epic, it's difficult to say because there's Q-U-E and I don't quite understand
Belle
it.
We say Belle Epic?
Well, we do, but what is the other band? Oh, Belle Histoire?
Yeah.
Histoire. And then, did you know, I don't know if this is how Steven pronounces it, but that's the song from by Amberlin, Finn,
mm-hmm.
actually should be pronounced Fin. It's French for end.
It's Finn, bro.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've talked to him. He doesn't pronounce it Fin.
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 Yeah, no, it's Finn.
Are you sure?
Yes!
No, it's French.
I'm not
going
to call him right now and bug him because the last thing he wants to hear is French because he actually spent the weekend in Louisiana.
So then maybe he misses it.
And it's because he is a Saints fan. And he was
That's
at the
right.
game.
That's
Got to
right.
watch his team lose.
That's right.
I was kind of
That's...
excited, actually, because being a Bucks fan, you know.
You're actually.
We're in the same division, so.
That's right.
I was totally okay with that. Static!
Hey, it's No Name!
No Name!
Hey, this is my show, because I've been listening for a half hour, and you have no topic, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, let's see.
About?
We've been talking about a lot of things. There's a new quiz called the Christianity Quiz. That judges you, that you can take to see how good you are as a Christian. We posted that on Facebook. We talked about Angus Jones, 19-year-old kid who's on Two and a Half Men, who recently converted to Christianity and has decided the show he is on is filth and no one should watch it. But he's under contract, so of course he's going to stay on the show.
He had to come out and say I'm sorry, too.
Yeah, he did.
He
really did. And he said sorry. And we were actually about to talk about a Chinese paper congratulating Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah, I think it's Yang-un.
Kim Jong-un, right. That guy?
Yeah.
For being named Sexiest Man Alive. Unfortunately, it was Sexiest Man Alive by The Onion, and the Chinese paper didn't realize that was a satirical news
thing.
Place.
So
they took it seriously and they put out a
when I was younger, and I even find myself falling for this now, but
yeah.
I was called gullible by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was very gullible. I just trusted so many people that they were just telling me the truth. Unfortunately,
yeah, the People's Daily. It's the website for the Communist Party of China's newspaper. Published a story on Tuesday congratulating North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on being named 2012 Sexiest Man Alive by The Onion, which is a satirical newspaper.
Look at the picture. It's so amazing.
It's incredible. So, yeah.
Don't they get People Magazine?
I guess not. So, Channing Tatum and Kim Jong-un.
Yang-un.
Kim, whatever.
I think it's a Y.
There's a J.
I know, but unfortunately,
Kim
we don't speak Chinese, so...
Yeah.
Well, either way, I'm voting Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I'm a completely, you know, solid in my...
in your man.
In my manhood. But yeah. I am a real man, but I cried during Toy Story 3, so, what? You know, Pixar just makes me mad.
Okay. Yeah, they do that. It doesn't matter what the movie is, because WALL-E, I'm like, really, dude? It's a bunch of stupid robots.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of robots.
Can you get attached to it?
This one I'll at least go see because I know there's no way because it's robots and how am I going to kill? And by the end, I'm bawling my eyes out. I don't get it.
Hey, Steve, they're not robots, man. It's all animation.
Sorry.
I mean,
they seem so lifelike.
Well, I know that, but...
Yeah. Hey, tis the season to be
I thought you were talking
WALL-E.
About the dumbest movies you've ever cried at. That's what I thought the topic was.
I like that.
And, you know, I have to admit that, you know, being the Christmas time of year,
yeah.
The dumbest movie I've ever cried at was one, it was years back with Bill Murray called Scrooged.
Of course!
And it was just a totally dumb movie. But you get to the end where the little boy who's never spoken a word says, God bless us, everyone! I cried so bad.
August Burns Red.
It's not over.
Oh, sorry. O come, Emmanuel. It is that time of year where we inundate you with Christmas songs.
Yeah, you're
at
welcome.
At the end of November.
It's the best.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on. Get off that game.
No, look, it's playing for me.
So, our dear friends... The Carlsons.
Introduced a game to you.
Just introduced a game to us. It's a free app. And apparently we're going to be stuck playing this.
I'm at level 2!
What? How did you get to level 2 before me? Stop playing! We got a show to do!
I'm sorry.
What's it called?
It's called Road Trip 2.
Road Trip 2.
And it's free.
And it's free.
But it's a lot like another game I've been playing, which is also fun, that my husband introduced to me called Hill Climb. And it is also free.
Unbelievable. What a time waster.
I know.
No matter what. Eight minutes ago, we didn't know about this game.
You realize Temple Run is the same exact thing.
No, it's not, because you can't do flips in Temple Run.
You slide underneath the fire. You hop over the fire. You slide underneath the tree.
I'm just saying, it's
fun. You get as many coins.
It's all about distance.
Did you know there for a while there was a glitch in the game, and it was a cheat? And if you swipe twice to the right, it would just have a straight path the entire time. And so people get into the millions.
Lame!
And I didn't know about it until the glitch was already fixed.
Oh.
But now it's like you get a reward if you try.
Really?
The swipe.
The double swipe?
Yeah.
Huh. No clue.
Rewards for cheating.
Good job. 8:45 on Wednesday. Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. We've been talking about, anything and nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Talking a little bit about Angus Jones, 19-year-old from Two and a Half Men, who recently converted to Christianity and was asked to give his testimony in L.A., and he was sharing at a church and had said things like, my show is filth. If you watch my show, don't watch my show. It's the devil's work. He has this week actually not retracted that, but apologized.
No, he apologized because what he said definitely offended the people who are working on the show, and they obviously don't have the same beliefs. And it brought up a good topic of what do we do when we're in situations like this? And do we flee from it? I mean, he has a contract, so
he
signed
can't leave
it.
The show. He is on
like your
the
ESPS.
Show, right? So he's there for the duration of the season, so he can't leave. But then that brought up another thing, because then people were saying, what a hypocrite, man. He's trashing the show that pays him $350,000 an episode.
Okay, hypocrite, but how do you go about that? Oh, no, please don't pay me for this. I'll do the show, but please don't pay me?
Yeah, that's illegal. It's not illegal.
It totally is.
How is that illegal?
To do a show and not get paid for it?
Yeah.
He's already signed a contract.
Yeah, they could pay him for it, and then he could use that money for, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. But like, it's like me volunteering.
He could donate it to Static Radio.
Okay, it's like me volunteering in the radio station.
Yeah.
Not legal.
That's because you work here.
That's where he works.
He's not volunteering. We just established that. They could pay him, and then he just goes and he gives it somewhere.
Right, illegal, like I said.
If he doesn't want to take it. Oh, man. Yeah, I love how you just make stuff up. This should be illegal, so...
I don't talk like that.
It's how your brain talks.
That's
how your brain talks. Mm-hmm. I've met your brain. Your brain's like, hey, everybody, I'm Matt. So, anyways. Yeah.
I did watch She's All That last night.
What? See?
It's great. It's a great movie. Come on.
Wow.
Freddie Prinze Jr., Rachel Lee
Cook. It's a great movie. That's the one where Rachel Lee Cook is like the artsy theater kid.
There she goes.
And then all of a sudden she comes down the stairs and she's got makeup on and she's all of a sudden like hot, right?
Yeah, but they said it in the
just
very
like
beginning.
Just like every other like ugly duckling
movie. Freddie Prinze Jr. said it in the very beginning that you can make anyone look attractive with a little bit of makeup and different clothes.
Wow. Thankfully, I don't think I ever saw that movie.
Lies. You're such a liar.
Well, I really didn't.
You're such a liar.
I didn't.
You're such a liar.
So anyways, it's 8:48 now. Talking about a quiz earlier as well.
Yeah.
Which you can take. Our dear friend Bawa,
he took it out in Austria. In Austria.
He's a good Christian.
Yes.
Man, and we got an email. We got a listener email. You
know, we have a lot of things to talk about. We're just going to jump to and from. But yeah, this email, we haven't responded yet. But I don't even know.
I almost want her to call.
Yeah.
I wish she would.
I want to know where this came from.
We were talking earlier about Angus Jones, who was in the situation that he's in now, Two and a Half Men, and at a place where he feels like it's not where he should be, but maybe God has him there for a reason right now, and so getting through it. And I think you made a comment about either a strip club or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an email from a listener who's a dancer who said, hey,
I'm a dancer
and I love Jesus. And I want more than that. Cause it's like, you're
dancer.
A dancer. Like
my favorite show
like
on television is So You Think You Can Dance.
Right. So it's like, well, there's
I have been
dancers,
to the studio
and then there's dancers. So it's like,
by dancer, do you mean stripper?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about
here? I don't
know. Because, I mean, we got a phone call from, I think it was Aaron that pointed out, what is his name? Brian Welch from Korn.
Yeah.
He left Korn because he had to separate himself from that
Absolutely.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And
plenty
so,
of friends who I know who were bartenders at one time who said, you know what, can't serve.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I actually have a friend who for a long time was there and said, you know what, I'm going to stay here because I get to talk to these people. But it was this weird conundrum of like, okay, wait.
But
you're talking to people, but you're also serving them alcohol. You're still
But here's the
contributing.
Thing. A while ago, you did an interview with Stephen Christian from Amberlin. Uh-huh. You did an interview with him on stage at Calvary Albuquerque for the Expound, and he was talking about what Amberlin is like. We're all different parts of the body, and he says we're the feet. We tread to places where people don't want to go. We play at the bars. We reach out to these people, and so that is some people's calling. Some people do go to the bars, and that is their calling.
Yeah, but going to a bar and actually working in a bar and serving alcohol to someone, I think, is a little different.
It is a little different.
I think. I don't know. What do you think? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or like this last listener, we got an email from her. You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, because I'd love to talk about this.
Definitely.
Because it's tough. I remember the first time I found out my buddy worked at a bar. I'm like, mm-hmm. So like a restaurant? No, it's full-on bar. Mm-hmm. He's also a worship leader. And if I said who he is, a lot of people would actually recognize him because he's in a pretty popular worship band.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it anymore, but for a long time, he worked in a bar.
Right. Because
he felt like that was where God had him, and he was getting to meet people and minister to people, mm-hmm. but it was also, to me, a little enabling because you're serving alcohol. Yeah. So I don't know.
And going back to this email really fast, she does clarify. She says, I found my true love for pole fitness and go to church every chance I get to get closer to be closer to my growing faith. And we talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
That there is a difference between pole fitness and being a stripper.
Being half naked in a strip club.
Oh, you can be completely naked.
Right.
Yeah. So...
Static.
Yeah, the whole bar thing, I'm not going to say, oh, that's wrong, but I couldn't do it because I can't be like, hey, man, Jesus loves you. By the way, here's your extra, extra large alcohol.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, it's $2 you call it. So
right.
Jello shots,
really
only $1.50.
But John 3:16 says...
Yeah, I don't know, man, you know, because it's... It's one of those situations where I'm not in that. I'm not called to that. That's for sure. Because you're right. I couldn't reconcile it.
I guess that'd be like, because when, I used to party a lot and then I got saved. So I wouldn't be able to go to the parties and be like, let's slam this one and then talk about Jesus.
You know what the funny thing is? Like in high school, I was that kid. I was at the parties getting housed, like sitting there. And then once you were... in a worse state of being, that was when I wanted to talk because I was like quote unquote bold. So it was like, yeah, bro, and let's get all philosophicals. And it was terrible. I think it did more damage than anything because I was a hypocrite. You know what I mean?
But I guess you get them saved because they get so flushed, they don't remember anything, but they get saved anyway.
Right? Yeah, man. Song's called Alive.
Good morning.
Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Steve on Mitch hanging out with you.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, we've been talking about Angus Jones, the now 19-year-old on Two and a Half Men who recently converted to Christianity and decided to share his faith, share his beliefs, and share his thoughts on the
show
he works on.
No matter how mean they could have been.
Man, yeah. Called his show filth. Called...
the show that he's been on for 10 years,
yeah.
Filth.
And you know what? He's not wrong.
He's not.
It's a stupid show. It's a terrible show.
And he
but
says,
I guess
don't
after,
watch it.
After 8 years of working with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Only the past few has it been Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's right. So, you never know. But anyways, so he got slammed in the media, of course, because he makes $350,000 an episode. He's still doing the show. He says, hey, I'm under contract. I have to. And it brought up a really good conversation of, you know, sometimes we're in situations where we don't understand why we're there, but God placed us there. And that's what he said. Maybe this is what God has for me right now. So I'm going to stick out my contract. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be a part of the show. And yet there are still times where we got to flee. I remember having to leave a job once because of the temptations there. I knew they were too great for me. Couldn't handle them. And had to split because my relationship with Christ was
suffering,
way more valuable. Yeah. And just more important than that job. And I knew God would provide. And it's easy to say now looking backwards, but I know people caught up in those situations at the time.
It's not
difficult.
It's not easy.
So, which of course it brought about a listener email because we were talking about different jobs, you know, whether a bouncer or a bartender, a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got some flack for that from somebody who says, hey, I'm a dancer and I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She does pole fitness. And so we don't know the whole story. I don't know if she's necessarily, we don't know if she's a stripper.
Like to this date, she may have been in the past.
An exotic dancer. Yeah. And so I don't know her story at all. I wish I knew more. That's all we got. And so we started talking about it. And your thoughts. The phone number is 505-338-3700. Nick, Nicole Myers called in and was talking about being a part of a bachelor party where they did pole fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And the stripper that was training them was showing videos of her
7-year-old
daughter who basically I don't want to say stripper in training, but
she was doing pole fitness at home, but the mom herself
was a stripper.
So what kind of message
is that
sending?
Not a fitness chick, she doesn't work at a gym training.
She does obviously do
is a stripper
trainings, but
so we started talking about that and where you're at and situations. And your thoughts, 505-338-3700. Hello?
Hello!
Hello!
Dude, you don't need a pole to dance.
Just ask MJ, bro. Just
bro, bro,
ask
the pole,
MJ.
The pole, okay, back in the 30s, no, I'm kidding, but the pole, you don't need the pole. That's just more of a sexual type.
People would fight you on that.
Yeah, people would, but
people would get upset.
But you know what? He is right. The majority of people do view it as something very sexual.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it was. I mean, come on. I mean, really, dude? What was that? What was it called that she does?
Pole fitness.
Really? Really? Pole fitness?
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Dude, and if you see it, your wife's going to smack me in the face. So you don't need to see it. I mean, really, would you even want to see it?
Well, I mean, I might need to evaluate to see.
Okay.
Of course not.
One, you're joking. And two, if it's pole fitness, it's a workout. You're not dancing.
Oh, my God. That could just be a real, like,
If it's for fitness, you don't need an audience.
Exactly.
So,
and you don't need a
Who goes to the gym? Who goes to the gym to watch people? No one?
Name one gym that has a pole hanging from their ceiling.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so they can go in there and, okay, hey, man, this gym has poles. Let's go, girls. I don't think it's sexual, and you don't need a pole if you're going to work out, and that's my take on it. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I really hope he didn't open a can of worms just now.
Oh, pff, yeah.
He did.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
So, I have a comment.
Okay.
I was pretty upset when I first heard about it, like really, really upset. And then I just heard this God track on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Their own commercial. And whoever this girl is, if you love Jesus, he definitely loves you, no matter if you don't love him or not. But you're worth more than that.
Right.
You're worth more than showing your body to make a few bucks.
Yeah.
Because God will provide everything for you as long as you're obedient to him.
Right.
God looks at purity. It's so, so important. And what you're doing is maybe causing other Christians to fall. Christians aren't perfect. And so there could be some Christian men there. There could be some married men there.
Ugh.
And you're causing them to fall. It's not like, hey, let me shake my boobs at you and Jesus loves you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It pains me because I have a little girl. She's 9, and I don't want her to do that.
Right.
I want her to know that she's worth dying for.
What sucks a lot of times is you hear these situations, and it's because they make so much money.
But I think God will provide.
I have a friend who... Exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to say, because it's easy... I've said that many times to a friend who works in a bar, and it's like, yeah, but do you know how much I make in tips every night from these drunk men who, you know, all I have to do is flirt a little bit and, you know...
Get your cash.
Big tips.
In my opinion, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, it's prostitution.
Mm.
You are saying you're getting paid to pretend to like someone.
Right.
And for these men who have to pay someone to pretend to like them.
Dude, thanks for the comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Thank you for the comments. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If pool boy didn't open a can of worms,
that
she just did.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, I'm calling to talk a little bit about this because I work in a position myself that a lot of people totally hate and disagree with. I actually work with the Department of Health, and I help run our HIV prevention program, but then more specifically, I actually help run and coordinate syringe exchange programs here in the state of New Mexico.
Okay.
And basically what it does is people who are injecting drugs, it's either illegal drugs or legal drugs. People forget that there are such things as legal drugs that can be abused too.
Right.
But, you know, people come in who are injecting drugs and for anything, even insulin and different stuff, and if they have dirty used needles, they come in to us and we give them clean used needles. And the whole purpose of the whole thing is so that way they're not sharing needles and contracting and spreading hepatitis C and HIV and different things like that. But because of the fact the majority of the clients are heroin users, meth users, different stuff like that, people are coming in really high and different things, people do not agree with this program. And I've had many, many people, and I love the Lord. I've been walking, you know, I had some issues going here and there, you know, but I've been with the Lord. I love the Lord and don't understand how I could do my job but yet still call myself a Christian. And the way I see it, who better to a person to be than a Christian to be there doing that, because even though I'm there doing this program with them, I'm still showing them love, and whenever I can, I mention God about them as often as possible. I'm talking right. about Jesus as often as possible, and, you know, I've had some people come in, and they will talk to me about it because they knew I was a Christian. They knew I'm a believer, and these people are struggling with their sin just as the other person who is struggling with their lying sin, the other person who's struggling with adultery, the other person, you know, who's struggling with gluttony of food, you know, whatever it happens to be. These are other just people in need of love. And, you know, when we turn our back on all these individuals, you know, who are we losing for the kingdom? You know what I mean? What kind of glory is that going to give God?
I have a hard time understanding people not digging on your job. Because, I mean, you're not giving anyone drugs, right?
So
it's like,
right?
I don't understand. You just don't want people to contract diseases. I understand. Maybe people would think you're enabling them. I just don't understand. I don't get it.
I'm on the same side. I think giving homeless people money is probably more.
Yeah. Empowering them to go buy booze.
Drugs or booze, yeah, whatever their choice is.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more empowering than anything.
And it is kind of empowering, but then also the other aspect that could get even more controversial is my program and my position specifically, we also give out condoms to people.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's the part, too, where also, I mean, if you want to get even deeper and crazier on it,
right.
That's the part that's going to get even people more riled up, the fact that I'm even giving people condoms and stuff. But again, it's like when I give my talk, I straight up mention the only way that you don't need these, that you don't have to worry about this, is not having sex, is to be in a committed,
right.
You know, long-term relationship. And even though I'm not supposed to, I proudly all the time proclaim my love for Jesus, even when I'm not, when I'm supposed to not be doing it on the job, I still right. do it. But that's the way I see it. Just like you said, we're kind of protecting people and helping people not to be. So these people are going to do it regardless. They're going to be, we're going to sin, we're going to do our horrible things regardless of what we do or what we say. And in a way, it's like, why not kind of help them protect themselves when they do it? Because once they really do snap, do we want them to have HIV in the long run? Do we want them to have hepatitis? Or do we want them to say, you know what, I'm so lucky and blessed by God that he, you know, showed me grace and gave me a condom, gave me a needle when I was stupid in my sin, and he protected me still by that, and now I'm able and luckily, happily, to be married or to be able to have kids and not worry about this. To giving this to my children now because I was stupid and controlled by my flesh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
So you guys just think about that and,
yeah.
you know, food for thought there, man.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
This guy has this job that obviously some people don't agree with, but I have an experience that I don't know if I was 17 or 18. I wasn't a Christian, but I was going to, at the time, I was going to Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And I was getting birth control. That's right. Where I got my birth control. And I remember this one instance, and it stuck with me. And it's something that I remember often,
yeah.
that where this woman, as she was giving me my birth control, she looked at me and she said, you know, you shouldn't be having sex until you're married.
Right.
That's how this should work. And she handed me my birth control, and I paid her. And I walked out like, what the heck just happened?
Right.
Are you freaking kidding me? I paid for it.
Right.
And so But that stuck with me.
Yeah.
And that's something that has affected me.
Yeah.
And like maybe, I don't know if she's a Christian. I don't know if that was what she was doing. I don't know.
It planted a seed, that's for sure.
It definitely did.
It's interesting, man. So it's funny because we talk bartender. We talk like the easy ones. That's a great
that's
phone.
A hard
I'm glad
one.
We got that phone call.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi, it's Nick again.
Hey.
I have actual thoughts this time about the Christian stuff.
All right. I like this.
So a lot of times, those nobody grows up saying, I want to be a stripper.
Right.
No, a lot of times those women may be very new Christians. And, you know, we should be concerned about the inside before we take care of the outside. You know what I mean? That might come with time where they, you know, where they really and truly are, you know, in love with the Lord, but they don't know any better. They're still learning. And that, you know, that's where we kind of come in and, you know, love on them and let them know you're worth more than that. You don't have to do that.
Right.
And, you know, Jesus does love you, you know, regardless of what you do. But I think, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up on the outside that we're not concerned about taking care of the inside first.
Good comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on that. Is that you know maybe she's a new stripper. I don't know, but you know I'm not doubting at all that she that she absolutely is sincere in her love for the Lord.
Right.
But maybe she is still getting the inside taken care of.
Right.
There you go.
Dude, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Bye
bye.
All right, Nick. I love her. Good people, right?
Yes,
there.
I agree.
Some
cool calls.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard it, man.
Well, it's tough. You know, there's a great ministry called Hookers for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Oz Fox, what was he, drummer for Striper?
I don't know.
His wife heads it up.
Oh, okay.
Former prostitute.
I remember
who's
reading about this.
Out and about in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
on the streets, talking to these girls,
That's
saying
right.
these things. Hey, you don't have to do this. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to be like this. And a lot of times their stories are so devastating, so depressing that mm-hmm. this is... They are at the end of their rope, and this is all they have. Left.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they cling to. This is what they have. And so Nick makes a great point. We don't know their story. We don't know their situation. We don't know their life, but Christ does.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's the power of his grace, of his redemption, of his healing, of the fact that he came to this world, that he laid his arms out and he died for our sins, and not just our sins, as it says in John, not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know somebody's story. So I think it is important to take a step back and think about it before we judge a situation.
It's easy
for me to be like, dude, I got kids and wife and my job is great and I'm provided for and God's taking care of me right now. So I can't fathom.
It's easy
to
say
do something like that.
Yeah, it's easy to say, ugh, prostitution is so gross. I can't believe that.
And it
live.
Is. It's wicked, man.
It is. But growing up in America, it's not usually a choice that, it's not usually a lifestyle. It's not usually how we were brought up.
Right.
Everyone has a backstory. They fell into it. You know, things like that. But I went to Costa Rica about a year and a half ago, and when I found out the history of Costa Rica, how Costa Rica was kind of founded, I guess,
yeah.
These people went to Costa Rica because they had a nice beach and because they could have, and because of prostitution.
Yeah.
It was legal. Up until 5 years ago, it was legal in Costa Rica. And so it doesn't mean that's really being implemented right now just because it's illegal. But these women, that's their whole life. They
right.
were born in out of prostitution. They're born into prostitution. That's what their whole life is going to be. And so telling them that it's wrong and that they need to change is
easy for us to say.
Easy for us to say, but yeah. That's what they grew up doing.
Static.
Hey guys, good morning. This
morning.
Is a great topic. And you know, when I first became a Christian, I've been a Christian for I think like 8 years or something now. I was selling and growing drugs, and when I first kind of got introduced into the Lord and started coming to church, I stayed doing that for probably even like 2 years.
Right.
Until the Lord finally kind of cleaned me and got me away from that, you know. But I didn't wait till I fixed myself before coming to the Lord. I just kind of gave my life to him, and he slowly, even though I fought a lot of times, slowly kind of purged me of all that type of stuff. And hopefully it does do the same in that situation, you know?
Well, how difficult was it for you? Okay, you former drug dealer probably made a lot of bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what was it that really was the straw or the idea that said, okay, I'm slinging drugs, I'm making grips of cash, What was it finally that for you, the eye opener, like, I know this is wrong, I got to change? And because when you're doing something like that, I know you're making a lot of money, and getting a stand-up job at like Mickey D's probably isn't going to give you the same amount of cash or pay the bills the same way. So what was that like for you?
Well, at first I would justify it, like, oh, they're going to do it anyways, or they're going to, you know, a lot of times people would say, oh, it helps me, you know? And so I was justifying it for a while, but eventually it kind of came like, I wanted to not, like, maybe not hurt God's feelings, or I wanted to please him, you know? And so really just slowly but surely showed me that, like, for example, not having a career or something that I can fall back onto was scary, but, you know, it's a tough situation, but I just, you know, got to trust in God. And so, it wasn't like this one eye-opening event. It was just a slow process of him working in my life to show me that he would take care of me, and also me wanting to please him, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So,
dude, thank you for your testimony.
Hey, have a great one, guys.
All right, you too.
That kind of goes along with a previous caller when they said maybe she's just, something's working on in the inside. It's not necessary. Her heart is being worked on.
Right. Took 2 years for him.
Yeah.
After he gave his heart to Christ to give up selling drugs.
And
growing and selling.
Going back to Brian Head Welch, he said in his testimony, he says that he fell. He started doing drugs again, and he prayed. I remember he said that he got high. I think he was, I don't know what he was doing, something. And he got high, and during his high, he prayed to God to relieve him from this, to make it all go away. And there was a turning point for something happened, but the Lord got to him, and he threw away all his drugs. But it was a moment where God had changed his heart.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything that anything said.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get a call back from Nick again, because she actually belongs to a ministry at her church, that she wasn't sure if she could talk about on the air.
Oh, because
it's pretty sensitive, and so got the okay and can talk about it. So hopefully she'll call back so we can talk a little bit about it, because, man, a lot of hurting people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people out there in situations where maybe they're new believers, and either they haven't been convicted on it, or it's a situation where, like that last dude, man, if you're selling drugs, you're making a lot of money. Working at Walgreens isn't going to pay the bills because you're probably living in a crazy lifestyle. Static.
Hello?
Hello.
No.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Yeah, I mean, if you are making a lot of money selling drugs, you probably are a big spender.
Right.
Like, you're going to have to change a lot of things.
Well, I remember at One Shock Therapy Live, and it kind of deviates a little bit, but One Shock Therapy Live, where we had a gentleman who had recently gave his heart to Christ, right, and wanted to change his life, and before Christ had been caught up in adultery.
Ah.
And was convicted to, you know what, this was my past, but I want to talk to my wife about this and share this with her, because I'm a Christian now, and I believe she deserves to know the truth. And so he confessed all, bore all to her, and she divorced him over it. So now here's this dude who's like,
he did the right thing.
Well, I just gave my life to Christ because the promise is he's got a greater plan for me, and my life is going to get better. And now I'm finding myself in a custody battle and divorced, and this sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's a situation where all you can do is comfort and go, you know what, man, I wish I had the words to tell you, but you did the right thing, and you listened to God. And what do you say? It's easy for us to say, oh man, high five, good job, man.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the consequences.
Yeah.
Those are still the consequences. Static.
Tis I again.
Hello,
hi.
Nicole.
So I'm calling to talk about, you know, I texted you a little bit. I belong to a ministry at church, and it's women, and we actually go into the strip clubs and we talk with the girls. You know, we sit there, and, you know, we take them gifts and let them know you don't have to do anything for this gift. It's not about getting them into a church. It's not about, you know, necessarily even getting them saved. It's about letting them know that they're worth more than what they've become, and, you know, let them know that there are people out there who do value them for more than what they have perceived their value to be. And it's an amazing ministry. You know, we've really affected a lot of women's lives.
And, you know, then there's some women that, you know, it's really sad because you kind of have to build up a trust with them. So, you know, they have to see us month after month going in. Yeah. You know, when we first go in, there's a lot of them that won't even look us in the eye. You know, they'll ask, you know, what do I have to do for, and you know, it's little trinkets that we take them, like rings or, you know, makeup or stuff like that. Or they'll, you know, so they'll ask, you know, what do I have to do for this? And, you know, we just tell them, you don't have to do anything. You know, we just want to let you know, that you're valued and that you're loved the way you are. And, you know, that Jesus loves you.
Right.
And, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, just how something as simple as that, you know, can just put a light in their eyes. But then it's also heartbreaking to see some of the things that go on in there and the degradation that happens to these, you know, these young women. You know, sometimes they're under age 17, you know, 16, 17. It's heartbreaking to see how degrading the men are to these women.
Yeah.
But it's such an awesome ministry to be a part of, just to see, you know, the lives change. We've actually been able to get a dancer out of the situation that she was in and provide her with housing and, you know, other stuff to pull her completely away from that.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a really cool thing, and it's absolutely, I believe it's something that's absolutely needed, you know, to get out there instead of judging them and, you know, just to let them know that, you know what, you're valuable, not because you're beautiful or because you look a certain way, but because God made you in His image,
right?
You know, period. And you have value, you know, more than what you've become.
Yeah. It's easy to go on a radio morning show and talk and condemn and give a point of view. It's much harder to go out and make a difference in somebody's life.
Thank you so much for that ministry.
It costs something. So I'm thankful that you guys have that ministry, that you do that, because, man, and it's also so sad and yet so revealing of humanity that the big question asked is, what do I have to do? Because,
absolutely.
Man, with grace, it's like, I maybe that's why people have such a hard time accepting Jesus Christ, because
and
they don't get it. I don't have to do anything.
Exactly. You know, you want a drink? Do you want, you know, do you don't want anything? I can just have this. And actually, one of my favorite things about it is that it's not about getting them to our church or a church.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not church advertising. It's just going out and loving on them, which is what we're called to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Nick.
Talk to you guys later.
Awesome. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Love that ministry. It's incredible because, man, it's so easy for us to sit here and say, I mean, I'm guilty of it.
Many
times.
Yeah.
Plenty of times guilty of it. And it's so much harder to actually get out there and you see somebody hurting and do something about it. Or maybe people who don't believe they're hurting, people who believe that what they're doing is totally cool,
right,
and this is how I live and this is what I grew up with, like you said, in Costa Rica. This is how the world is and this is the way we are, and so this is cool and this is normal, this is acceptable. Mm-hmm. Prostitution's what I do, and to be able to get out there and say, man, there's a God who loves you so much that He died for you, that you could have eternal life with Him, and it's the grace of God that brings this salvation through faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it's grace, man. There's nothing we can do. It's not of works, so that nobody can boast about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by His grace. And it's so sad to hear people say, but I don't understand, what do I have to do? What do I have to, because everything else costs. Everything costs something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And does it cost to follow Christ? I guess, sure. But the
all our
rewards,
selfish desires.
Yeah, the rewards far outweigh the quote-unquote cost to follow Christ. So I love the conversation.
Yes, this conversation
morning
came from an email that we got.
Yeah.
She sent an email saying that we were kind of bashing dancers.
Yeah, we were talking about Angus Jones, the 19-year-old on Two and a Half Men, who recently converted to Christianity and said, hey, man, the show I'm on is filth. Don't watch it. If you do watch it, I love Jesus. And I don't think I'm doing the work of Jesus necessarily right now, but I'm under contract. And I guess God's got me here for a reason. And so I'm here, but I don't love it. And of course, you know, since then, his publicist probably
made him apologize.
So he did say some pretty harsh things. And isn't that like us as Christians? We just, you know,
run our mouths.
Yeah.
Because we know all.
And he's 19.
He's probably a pretty new Christian.
Yeah. And so some leeway, some slack. He's a kid.
Yeah.
And just learning. And yet we got to speak the truth in love.
Do so carefully.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We mentioned this yesterday in Colossians. We're called to be gracious mm-hmm. to outsiders. Season with salt.
Mm-hmm.
But we are called to love. We gotta love. We definitely have to speak the truth. We have to speak it in love. And there wasn't a whole lot of love there. He was definitely speaking the truth. That show sucks.
Yeah, and it definitely is full of filth.
Yeah, but there's a way to go about it, which brought us to this topic. And thanks to our emailer who emailed in. I'd still love to get more information because I do think there's a difference between a dancer and a stripper.
Yes. As I said previously, my favorite show is So You Think You Can Dance. So.
And I think in her email, she was even talking about working her way up. She wants to be a backup dancer mm-hmm. for like a touring act or something like that.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. There are definitely differences there. But great topic this morning. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Future Ghosts is the band. The song is called Spotless. This is Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Waverly. Part the one, let go.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you, and it is that time of year.
9:40 a.m.
Yes, 9:40 a.m.
That's what...
Yeah.
Time of year.
Yeah, time... Yeah, yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Is it...
It is. Well, I just feel like every time I hear a Christmas song, I imagine it's snowing outside, and then I see the bright, shining sun, and I'm kind of disappointed that I live in the desert.
We had our boss come back here just now. Secret Santa.
Okay. Secret Santa.
It's that time.
And here's... Let me explain to the world how Secret Santa works here in this office.
Uh-huh.
There are a bunch of people, and yeah. So you have two choices. You can do Secret Santa... Every single day, weekday.
Yep.
For 15 days.
Give them like a little treat in their stocking every day.
And it can be like a dollar item. It doesn't matter. Leading up to the big gift, which is usually about $15.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can participate in the one day.
Yeah.
And usually people don't opt out and do nothing, which is also an option.
No.
And this year, I'm doing the one day. One
yep.
day. And I'm going to have the best time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, what are you doing this year?
I'm not doing it.
Why? Why aren't you going to participate in... Why are you the Grinch?
I'm not the Grinch.
Why are you... Yes, you are the Bah Humbug.
I'm not the Bah Humbug. I just...
Why are you conforming to Will?
First of all, I'm like a decade older than him. If anything, he's conforming to me.
No, because yes. He made this decision first. And you have always participated... in Secret Santa.
You know what? You're right about that.
You have always participated.
You're right about that.
And you love it.
Yeah. Wait.
Love
Did you
it.
Just
you
say
love,
I love
you
it?
You love it. No.
I hate it. Here's the thing. Can I be honest for like 8 seconds?
No. Your honesty is just out of...
Because I normally lie,
anger.
I guess. Why do... I don't know. Okay. Here's the truth. I hate opening presents. I hate it.
So do I.
I hate it.
I hate opening presents. However, I like getting stuff.
No. Okay. Yes. Me too. However, I hate opening presents more than I like getting stuff in front of people. I'm the guy that if I could run and hide in a corner somewhere and open it by myself to where nobody has to see my reaction.
So am I. I'm that
same like
person.
It's like an ordeal. Especially... at the potluck here, because the entire staff...
I don't pay attention.
...is staring at you.
I don't pay attention. Like, what'd she get? Oh, she got a Snuggie. Cool. I'm going to go back to eating my food.
I won't do it. There's so much pressure.
No, I don't...
There's so much pressure. And I knew it.
Hey, you're being a little girl right now.
And there, I knew it the second I saw her coming back with the list. I was like, oh no, it's going to happen. And I'm going to succumb to peer pressure.
Don't you dare turn on that. Don't turn it on.
To peer pressure.
No.
Bro, I totally got you.
Thank you, Billiam.
He's the only one. No one else
Cruise
agrees
control,
with you.
2 to 6 p.m. every single day, our afternoon guy.
Billiam, I'm so disappointed in you. You know, this coming from the guy who's had a stupid pink Christmas tree in his office all year long.
Yeah, because I'm too lazy to take it down.
And you decorate it. You have gotten more decorations.
Your birthday was pretty stellar. I was jealous of you for like a month. I coveted your birthday presents.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Dude.
I need to repent of that because your Ninja Turtle stuff was epic.
It was great.
So you got cool stuff.
For my birthday.
For your birthday.
But the whole Secret Santa thing, that's different. Cause
everybody's staring at you.
No. Yeah. No.
And it's usually someone that you don't know that's giving you the gift.
Okay.
And
Beep like, says...
Dude in the middle, this coming from the guy who likes the spotlight. Hello.
I like the fake spotlight. I love the morning show because I don't have to see anybody. But if I was actually in front of people, when I'm sitting there and I gotta... Okay, I gotta open a gift. I gotta... Okay. Let's see. How do I respond? Do I... Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
Gift card. Woo.
Woo. That's incredible. Dude.
Okay. No.
I was just thinking I needed a Chewbacca Chia Pet. That's exactly what I wanted.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen. That we're not... You're going to do Secret
Actually,
Santa.
Actually, Chewbacca Chia Pet.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Dang. I'd put that up.
You're going to do the one day Secret Santa. And
no, I'm not.
The person who gets you will not wrap your presents, so you don't have to open it. They'll just hand it to you.
No. Thebes just sent us instructions.
Thebes, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's in on this too?
This is exactly what Thebes says.
Okay.
You should stop talking before you judge what Thebes says.
What does Thebes
may
say?
Enjoy this. He says we need to get over it, Pansy. Says we need to deal with a letdown like a man. So
you're doing Secret Santa.
I'm gonna text Joan right now.
I'm texting Joan right now that you're gonna do Secret Santa.
I don't have time for Secret Santa. I have a child.
It takes like 4 seconds.
My gift this year was a baby.
No.
That takes all of our time, energy, effort, and money.
Yeah.
Steve-O will do Secret Santa.
No, I will not do Secret Santa.
Santa.
No, I will not.
Please put him on the list.
There's nothing about Secret Santa that I enjoy.
That's you can't put him on the list because me and Steve-O have our own Secret Santa that we're doing together, and it voids us from any other
Exactly. Will and I have already decided this year for Secret Santa.
In fact,
we pulled each other's name out of the hat of the two people that were in the thing. You couldn't get yourself, so me and Will taking part in our own, and the gift has to be $20, not $20 value. It has to be $20 bill, and so we're going to get each other a $20 bill.
I might even wrap yours for you.
Dude, that would
Don't
be-
do that because he doesn't know. He doesn't like his Christmas presents wrapped. Or he doesn't like presents wrapped.
Yeah, but there's this expectation of knowing that it's going to be a $20 bill. I may actually just use a Sharpie and put a bow on your actual $20
okay,
bill.
I like that.
That's illegal. And so in 15 minutes, I'm going to take you up to the front and you're going to pick out a name of a hat.
Don't do it.
I'll make sure you're the first person to do it. So you don't have to waste any other time.
Don't do it.
We had such an outstanding show today right up until the end. Secret Santa. Secret Santas.
It's gonna you're gonna do Secret Santa.
I feel like everybody's against us, Will.
And guess what? Yeah. Will, you're gonna feel so left out this year.
Why is it gonna feel left out? Because if I put my name in, I'm writing Will's right underneath mine. I really don't want to.
You're going to.
No, really don't want to. See? Ryman. Oh wait, he's disapproving of both of us. Yeah.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
We're the bomb.
Don't you love Christmas? Didn't you set up for Christmas like 2 weeks ago in your house?
I prefer to cherish the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus and not waste time
on
these
foolish
gifts.
Then why do you have a Christmas tree?
Shut up, Mitch!
So, in T-minus 13 minutes, you will be going up to the front to draw a name out of a hat.
We'll see what happens tomorrow on the show.
Now.
That's it for us. We are out making our way for Adri. Up next, and I may be back tomorrow. I don't know. There's so much peer pressure right now. I may just have to leave this job because it's causing me stress and anger. And I do not want to sin. I do not want to.
That's so weird.
But I'm feeling like it right now. I'm trying so hard.
But you can't sign up.
Yeah,
you do this.
That's right. I have to flee this temptation of Secret Santa. I must run. I must split. I don't even know what that means.
It's a sensor.
I like that. Okay, sweet.
Ran so
far. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys again mañana on the way back. Some Switchfoot, some Ilya, some Abel. And stick around till 2 o'clock. You can hear from Billy at 2.
Yes. Steve-O and Mitch.
It's not going to happen.
In the morning.
Never going to happen.
Static Radio.
Peace! Yeah, free yourself. Ain't no one to do it. Free yourself. Ain't nothing to it. Free yourself. Yeah, don't let nobody try to.